Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babul Amri bil Muhafazati ala Salawati al Maktubati wa Nahi al Akidi wal Wa'id al Shadidi fi Tarkihinna. The chapter on the command to safeguard the obligatory salat, the farad salat, all those salat that are farad. So the chapter on the command to safeguard the fara'id, the farad salat, and the severest prohibition and warning against abandoning the farad salah. So here we realize that this salah that Allah Ta'ala has made for us, this is something that is very, very, very important in our deen. As we go, we'll see the different ahadith relating to salah. Salah is no small aspect in our deen. It is something that is very, very serious in our deen. So we find that many ayat of the Quran encourage aqimus salah, atuz zakah, and different ayat. We'll do some of them now that explain the importance of this injunction of deen, the importance of this injunction of deen of performing salah. So the first ayat that we'll do, qala Allah Ta'ala, hafidhu ala salawati was salatil wusta. In Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, safeguard the salah. Hafidhu means that protect, guard, like how somebody would guard their wealth, they'd guard their belongings, especially if a person is traveling and he's got, for example, he's got dollars with him, or he's got currency with him, he's got his passport with him, he's got his ticket with him. How he takes care of it, he'll keep it safely, he'll look after it, he won't leave it lying around. This is what is the meaning of hafiz, a person that is a protector, he's looking after something. So hafidhu ala salawati, protect, look after, guard that namaz of yours. Allah Ta'ala is not just saying read namaz. He's saying guard it, protect it, look after it like that. Even more than you look after your wealth, even more than you look after your belongings. A person has got a child and there's a busy road. He won't just let the child run on the road like that because he knows the child can get knocked, he can get hurt. Something serious can happen to him. So there the father would be very protective over the child, look after the child. So more protective than that father is over the child or the mother is over her child. He's a Muslim over his salat. He looks after the salat. Nothing must come in between me and my salat. And it's not just that salat, that four faras, or that three faras of Maghrib. It's not just that salah, that faras. The person is looking after all the components of salah. The salah must be read on time. It must be read with jama'ah for men. And if it's women and they're reading at home, they're reading at time, the wudu must be made properly before that. The concentration in salah must be there. The postures must be done properly. The qiraat must be done properly. All this he's taking care of. And this is a muhafiz, a person that is protecting his salah. So this first part of this ayat, hafidhu ala salawati, safeguard the salah, protect the salah. And then the ayat says, was salatil wusta, especially the middle salah. Ulama explain what is the middle salah. Middle salah is asr salah. Take guard, take care and look after this asr salah especially. Many ulama of the opinion that the Salatul Wusta is referring to Asr Salah. Because Asr Salah, you find it's the middle. From the five Salah, the Salah that's in the middle is the Asr Salah. And why specifically Asr Salah mentioned? Because the person is generally preoccupied at that time when he's trained. And the time of Asr Salah is also short. So what happens is very likely that a person may be overcome by business and he may forget to perform his Asr Salah. So therefore, safeguard your Salah. And then, was salatil wusta, especially the middle salah, the asr salah. Allah Ta'ala says that if they repent, establish salah and give zakat, then leave their path free. In other words, if those people that went off the path, they veered off their path, they went into kufr or they went into nifaq, and now, fa'in tabu wa aqamu salah, if they now repent and they establish salah, so what it's showing us, is the defining part between a Muslim and a kafir in this salah. So what they've done is they've come back onto the path in which way they make tawbah and they establish salah. Salah is something that is in their life. It shows what an important injunction salah is. وَآتُوا zakah, and they give their zakah. فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ, then leave their path free. In other words, now don't interfere with them. They've come back to deen. We'll do one hadith which we've done before. The explanation was given in detail. So we'll just do the hadith and the translation. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أفضل؟ قال الصلاة على وقتها. قلت ثم أي؟ قال بر الوالدين. قلت ثم أي؟ قال الجهاد في سبيل الله متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best of actions? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu ala waqtiha, salah at its prescribed time. Reading salah at the time that is prescribed to read the salah, that is the best of actions. I asked, then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, birrul walidain, obedience to one's parents. I asked, then what? In other words, what is next after this? He said, jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. As we explained before, we gave an explanation to this. Depending on the person that was asking, or depending on the time or the condition of the person that was asking, or the time that it was being asked, accordingly, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, which is the best of actions. So here we find Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith specifically again under this chapter, to show us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this instance, he told the Sahabi that the best of actions is what? Is first salah at its prescribed time, informing us and showing us that this is not an ordinary injunction of deen. This is a very, very serious and a very important aspect of our deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.